And she joins us on the line right now. Morning, Pinky.
Morning.
Yeah, I've got the Simo in studio with you. We're talking silly little injuries.
Really?
You'd be the queen of it at the moment, wouldn't you?
Yeah, look, we know you're not feeling the greatest about what has happened. Do you want to take us through the scenario of you at the loser's lunch and how it all happened, mate?
Well, we were just mucking around on the footy field. I've had to explain this to a few people because I was asked straight away by some friends, you know, what shoes were you wearing? Was there alcohol involved? No and no. So I was wearing runners and we were just cruising around and then skipping with a footy and then I just landed and, like I've said before, landed on a triangular kind of angle with my ankle and I heard a massive crunch and that I was done.
Right. So a broken fibula from skipping.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Good time.
Far out,
mate. It's the first time I've ever heard of someone skipping with the football.
Yeah.
And you but obviously haven't seen the Dragons play, Simo.
I've seen them.
It is football that your silly little injury came from, Simo.
Yeah, my silly little injury. It's actually turned into a big injury. Playing the Broncos at Suncorp Stadium. Ball went through. I caught it. Was running the whole length. I was going to score a try. All of money. And Tony De La Harris, the referee,
yes,
gets in front of me. He becomes my shadow. I accidentally knock him over.
Yeah.
I jump over top of him and tear my hip.
Yeah.
But then Tony Carroll came over and kneed him in the head
and he knocked him out cold.
Yeah, so...
But so you busted up your hip from that moment.
Yeah, yeah. I tore my hip jumping over...
A referee. Jumping.
And this is the best thing. They were going to fine me and suspend me 2 weeks for hurting myself.
On a referee.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I have also had one of these moments where I chose to punch a fridge instead of a member of my band, the drummer.
What?
Yeah, I was having a heated moment, shall we say, and instead of, you know, having a physical altercation with one of my best buds, I've swiped a little bit left her and hit a fridge and broke my wrist.
Why is there a fridge on stage for?
No, it was in the kitchen.
Oh.
It was in the after the gig and such.
Okay.
So let's just do a little recount, shall we? Simo, busted a hip jumping over a referee.
Correct.
I have broken a wrist punching a fridge.
Correct.
Pinky has busted her fibula skipping.
Correct.
Mm. Jace, what have you done to yourself, silly little injury?
Well, 20 years ago, I was working for a company in Brisbane and I was loading shipping containers using a pallet jack.
Yeah.
And I had this offsider, which I said to him, you know, you got to help push over the cracks in the concrete, la, 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 and he kept not doing it.
Right.
And I said, next time I tell you to push the bloody pallet. So he pushed it, and my foot was right in front of the wheels on the pallet jack, so it went straight over the top of my foot. I broke my little toe.
Oh, is that it? I was waiting for something big.
No, silly little toe.
Yeah. Silly little toe.
As much as it sounds like, oh, it's just a little toe, did it throw your, like, equilibrium out?
Well, I don't know. I worked all day, and the boss saw me foot bleeding at the end of the day when I was climbing over the top of the pallets loading stuff on top. And he said, what's going on here? And I told him about it, and so he took me to the hospital. So I don't know whether I was off balance or not, but yeah, I still worked all day.
Quick emergency, what's your problem? My little toe.
That's it.
It's that moment. Look, thanks. I think Pinky's going to like hearing that. Great call. 132710, who's this?
Lisa.
What have you done, silly little injuries?
Well, me and my sister were throwing things at each other and I was racing to put my pajamas on so I wouldn't get hit by her and I tripped over my underwear and sprained my toe.
And sprained your toe. That sounds like something my daughter would do.
No, but it's because you tripped over your underwear.
Yeah, and then I fell forward and my toe kind of...
I don't mean to laugh, but I think at this point you've got to laugh these things off, don't you?
The underwear makes you feel so much better.
Underwear? Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.